WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, awesome people. Welcome back to Wake Up Winning, your daily dose of motivation and quick routines to set you up for an epic day. It's your boy Leo Weston here, ready to kickstart your brain with some serious positivity. Ever wake up feeling like a deflated balloon, dragging yourself through the morning? We've all been there. But what if I told you, you have the power to change that? To literally sculpt your mindset and start each day feeling like a superhero in training. That's right, folks. Today, we're diving into the game changer, cultivating positive thoughts for a better mindset. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, Leo, easy there, sunshine, hear me out. This isn't about plastering on a fake smile and pretending everything is rainbows and unicorns. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, recognizing the amazing things in your life, and training your brain to be a positivity powerhouse. Think of it like working out for your mind. You got to put in the effort to build strength and resilience. And trust me, the payoff is huge. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your mindset. First up, practice gratitude. It's seriously a game changer. Take a few minutes each morning or even throughout the day to think about things you're grateful for, big or small. A warm cup of coffee. The sunshine on your face. Your awesome dog who licks your face with pure love. These little moments add up, creating a ripple effect of positivity. You know that feeling when you wake up and just feel good? That's gratitude at work. Next, watch your inner dialogue like a hawk. Are those negative thoughts running wild in your head? I can't do this, I'm not good enough. Stop them in their tracks. Challenge those beliefs with positive affirmations. Replace those nasty voiceovers with empowering statements like, I'm capable, I'm strong, I choose to see the good. It takes practice, but over time, you'll rewire your brain for success. Thirdly, surround yourself with positivity. Seek out people who lift you up, who believe in you, and inspire you to be your best self. Limit exposure to negativity, those social media feeds filled with drama, or those toxic relationships that drain you. Remember, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose wisely. Next up, fuel your body and mind with goodness. What you put in matters, both literally and figuratively. Eat nutritious foods, get enough sleep, move your body, all these things contribute to a positive outlook. Ever notice how much better you feel after a good workout or a healthy meal? It's science, baby. Lastly, celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finish that challenging project? Ace that presentation? Make it through Monday without losing your mind, a win in itself. High five yourself. Recognizing your accomplishments boosts your confidence and keeps you motivated to keep going. Remember, every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. Let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who feels constantly overwhelmed by work deadlines and family commitments. She wakes up feeling stressed and ends each day exhausted. But then she decides to try a few of these steps. She starts writing down 3 things she's grateful for each morning, like a cozy bed, a good cup of tea, or even just the sun shining through her window. She catches herself thinking negative thoughts and replaces them with positive affirmations like, I am capable and I can handle this. She prioritizes exercise and healthy meals, feeling more energized throughout the day. And she makes a conscious effort to celebrate her wins, finishing a project, helping a friend, or simply making it through a challenging day without losing her cool. The result? Sarah starts to feel less overwhelmed, more positive, and even more productive. She's still busy, but now she's tackling her days with a newfound sense of calm and purpose. So, there you have it, folks, 5 simple yet powerful ways to cultivate positivity and transform your mindset. Remember, your thoughts shape your reality. Choose wisely. And remember, this is just the beginning. Keep experimenting, keep learning, and most importantly, keep believing in yourself. You are capable of amazing things. Now go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to subscribe to Wake Up Winning for daily doses of motivation and quick routines to set you up for success. Share this episode with someone who needs a boost, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep spreading positivity together. Until next time, stay amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.